Finding something to wear during pregnancy shouldn't feel frustrating. And with Armoire, it's actually fun. Armoire is a clothing rental membership that gives you access to high quality, beautiful pieces that fit your changing body and your style. You take a quick 5-minute style quiz, pick what you love, and fresh styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. I recently tried Armoire and y'all, I loved the dress they sent. It was flowy, flattering, and it had pockets. I felt so good wearing it. You know that feeling when something just fits right? That's what Armoire delivers. And for you, Armoire is the answer to feeling cute and confident in maternity clothes without spending a fortune. No more clutter, no more wasting money on clothes that won't fit in a month. Just stylish, feel-good options on your terms. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Dr. Nicole. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/Dr. Nicole to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. There's a simple blood test at your very first prenatal visit that can help prevent serious complications in pregnancy, not just this one, but future ones too. It all has to do with something called Rogam, and if you're Rh negative, this little shot can make a big difference for you and your baby. Welcome to the Birth with Power podcast, where knowledge is power and power transforms birth. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, mom of two and practicing board certified OBGYN with over 20 years of experience and nearly 2,000 births attended. I've seen firsthand how the hospital system can leave women feeling unheard and uncertain, but that doesn't have to be your story. Here, you'll get the knowledge, support, and strategies to take charge of your birth experience so you can walk into the hospital feeling calm, confident, and empowered. Note, this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. See the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. If you're feeling overwhelmed or unsure about birth, you are not alone. But there is a path to feeling calm, confident, and truly empowered. The Birth Preparation Course has helped over 2,000 women do just that, and now it's coming to a close. But before it retires, you've got one last chance to grab it. For 2 days only, May 1st and May 2nd, it's just $97. And when you enroll, you'll get free access to my brand new course, The Birth with Power Pathway, when it launches. This is for you if you're due in the next 6 to 8 weeks, or if you're a few months out and want to get access to what's coming at the lowest price it'll ever be. I'd be honored to support you in these final days of the birth preparation course. Head to drnicolerankins.com/enroll before the doors close for good. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you've been here before, I'm so glad you're spending some time with me today. One of the first things we look at when you start prenatal care is your blood type. And it's not just for matching you in case you ever need a blood transfusion. Your blood type can actually affect your pregnancy and your baby. So today I'm breaking it all down, what your blood type means, what it means to be Rh negative, and why Rogam might be recommended for you. All right, so first, let's start with the basics. What are blood types? What do A, B, AB, and O really mean? So your blood type is based on two main systems, the ABO system and the Rh factor. Let's start with the ABO part. This refers to the type of antigens, those are proteins, on the surface of your red blood cells. If you have type A blood, then your red blood cells have A antigens on the surface. If you have type B, they have B antigens. If you have type AB, you have both A and B antigens. And if you're type O, you don't have either A or B antigens. So your immune system is trained to recognize your own antigens as normal. But if it sees unfamiliar ones, like from a different blood type, it can react as if there's an invader. That's why compatibility matters, especially in blood transfusions. Now, you may have heard of something called universal donors and universal recipients in regards to blood types. So I'm going to explain that real quick too. People with type O blood are considered universal donors, particularly O negative, because their red blood cells don't have any A or B antigens. That means most people's immune systems won't reject their blood. On the flip side, people with AB blood are universal recipients because their body recognizes both A and B antigens, so they can accept any ABO blood type. But as I mentioned, there is another layer to your blood type, and that is the Rh factor. So in addition to A, B, AB, or O, your blood can also either have the Rh factor or not. The Rh factor is another protein that's found on the surface of red blood cells. Now, if you have Rh factor, you are Rh positive. If you don't have it, you are Rh negative. So when we say A positive or negative, B positive or negative, that positive or negative refers to your Rh factor. And about 85% of us are Rh positive, myself included. I happen to be O positive. So it's actually not common to be Rh negative, but this is a really important distinction during pregnancy, and here is why. If you are Rh negative and your baby is Rh positive, and even a tiny amount of your baby's blood gets into your system, your immune system might treat your baby's Rh positive cells like invaders and start making antibodies to destroy your baby's red blood cells. Those antibodies can potentially cross the placenta and cause really devastating damage into your baby. This is called Rh sensitization. And here's the thing. You cannot feel anything when it happens. There are no symptoms, there's no warning. But in a future pregnancy, again, those antibodies, in a future pregnancy especially, those antibodies can cross the placenta and start attacking the red blood cells of a baby who is Rh positive. And that is really, really bad and causes significant damage. And that's why we take it very seriously. Some of the problems that can occur are hemolytic disease of the fetus and newborn that can lead to destruction of the baby's red blood cells, and that can cause anemia, that can cause jaundice, that can cause enlargement of the liver and spleen. A severe condition of hemolytic disease of the newborn is called hydrops fetalis, and that's when red blood cell destruction becomes extreme and the baby can develop fluid buildup in the skin, belly, lungs, and heart. It is definitely life-threatening and often requires early delivery. And if it's really, really bad, if the anemia becomes too severe because of the red blood cells being continually destroyed, then the baby's heart might not be able to keep up with the demand for oxygen. That can lead to heart failure and increase the risk of stillbirth. Let's be honest, prenatal vitamins can feel like a shot in the dark. You're told to take them, but what's actually in them? And is it really doing anything? That's why I recommend Rituals Essential Prenatal. As an OBGYN who's delivered thousands of babies, I don't just care what goes into your body, I care that you know what's going into your body. Rituals formula is science-backed, third-party tested, and includes traceable ingredients you can actually pronounce. No mystery ingredients here. It's also one of the few prenatals that meets the DHA recommendation during pregnancy, with 350 milligrams of vegan omega-3 DHA to help support baby's brain and early vision development. And listen, if you struggled with nausea, Ritual thought of that too. These capsules are designed with a delayed release and a light citrus tab that makes them easy to take even on an empty stomach. You deserve to know exactly what you're putting into your body, especially when it comes to prenatal multivitamins. And with Ritual's dedication to traceable science and sourcing, you always will. See for yourself with 25% off your first month at ritual.com/Dr. Nicole. Start Ritual or add Essential Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Dr. Nicole for 25% off your first month. So again, we take this very, very seriously, and that brings me to Rogam. So what is Rogam and how does it work? So Rogam is an injection made of antibodies, but not the kind of antibodies your body makes. These are lab-made antibodies that block your immune system from reacting if Rh-positive blood enters your body. Now, this is kind of a corny analogy, but hopefully it helps you understand. Think of your immune system like a security system. If your immune system sees something unfamiliar, like Rh-positive blood cells, when you're actually Rh-negative, it sounds the alarm, ring the alarm, and starts building a defense to attack those Rh-positive cells. So Rogam is kind of like a disguise. It hides the Rh-positive cells so your immune system never even notices them. No alarm set off, no reaction, thus no problems. This prevents your body from becoming sensitized and keeps future pregnancies safe too. Because once your body starts making Rh antibodies, there is no way to undo it. That's why Rogam is really all about really important prevention. So Rogam isn't something you get every week, every month. It's actually given quite strategically at times when there's a chance that your baby's blood might mix with your blood. Okay. So the typical timeline is at 28 weeks. This is a standard precaution to catch any silent mixing that might happen later in pregnancy when the chances are higher. This shot offers protection throughout the third trimester. We also give it after birth if your baby is Rh positive. Now, if your baby turns out to be Rh negative like you, then you don't need to get Rogam after birth. So we do test the baby after birth to test their blood type. And we don't test the baby's blood type while the baby's still inside. We can't do that. But if your baby is Rh positive, you'll get a second dose of Rogam within 72 hours of birth because the greatest chance of blood mixing is actually during birth. And that's why actually the biggest risk isn't usually during this pregnancy, because that greatest chance of mixing is during birth. The greatest risk is actually the next pregnancy. And then the third time that we give Rogam is if there's any potential for fetal blood, mom's blood mixing together. This can include miscarriage, abortion, ectopic pregnancy, trauma in pregnancy, like a bad car accident, or certain procedures like amniocentesis. In those cases, we give Rogam as well to help protect you and your baby. Now, let me be clear. Rh sensitization is totally, totally preventable in most cases. Rogam has been around since the 1960s. It really has been an important game changer in reducing complications related to Rh incompatibility. It's safe. It's a low-risk intervention that truly can protect your current as well as your future pregnancies. And then also a quick note, if your partner is also Rh negative, then your baby actually can't be Rh positive. One of the partners has to be Rh positive in order for the baby to be Rh positive. So if you and your partner are both Rh negative, then your baby can't be Rh positive. So technically, Rogam in that situation wouldn't be necessary. We don't routinely test partners because, as you know, sometimes life happens, you know, and the partner is not necessarily the father of the baby, whether he knows it or not. Things can get complicated sometimes. So we generally go based on your blood type and don't routinely test partners. However, if you are certain that your partner is the father, you can absolutely, if you want to, ask to have him tested to see if Rogam is necessary. That is totally appropriate and reasonable. This is just another example of how knowing your body, knowing your options, and asking questions can help you take charge of your birth. And if you're looking for a calm and confident way to ground your birth, I would love to invite you to join me for my live workshop, Peaceful Pregnancy. It's happening on May 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will lay the foundation for an empowered birth with mindset tools you can start using right away. All right, save your spot at drnicolerankins.com/calm. I'd love to see you there. In addition to the workshop, there are some lovely bonuses too, like a manual, some affirmations, and a credit towards my full course when it comes out, the Birth with Power Pathway. All right, that is it for this episode. If you found it helpful, share it with a friend, because every pregnant woman and person deserves to feel informed and empowered. And be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, especially these Thursday episodes that are bonus episodes for subscribers only. And if you're loving the show, I would really appreciate you leaving a quick review in Apple Podcasts. It helps more moms to be find a birth with power. And most importantly, it helps them step into their birth with confidence just like you. And if you are not already, come follow me on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. My DMs are open. Now do me one more favor and come on back next week. And remember, trust your power. Take charge of your birth.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.